Carrollton police continue to follow leads while investigating Tuesday's robbery of SunTrust Bank on South Park Street. Investigators on Wednesday confirming witnesses placing the suspect in Tallapoosa and Eastern Alabama prior to showing up on surveillance footage at the Carrollton Bank Tuesday afternoon.
It appears to be the same suspect was hanging around outside a Dollar General store in Heflin, Alabama, just a few hours before the robbery here. We was able to confirm that he went into the Bank of Ozarks in Tallapoosa, did not do any transactions, but walked in and left.
Carrollton Police Captain Shannon Cantrell.
We wasn't able to identify him by name yet, but what we're hoping is some of the general public who may have been in the area during that time, either in Alabama or Tallapoosa, could have seen this mail or a vehicle that he got in or something that could lead us to maybe identifying who he is.
Investigators believe the suspect was driving a silver or gray Nissan Murano or Rogue and may possibly have a drive-out tag on the vehicle. A picture of the suspect is posted on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. District 28 State Senator Republican Matt Brass this week warning Carroll County Republicans that voter apathy and middle-of-the-road swing voters could very well put November's general elections in the hands of Democratic candidates. Brass on Saturday, quoting stats from primary elections and general elections in Georgia over the last decade that suggest Republican voters do cast a bigger percentage of the state's total votes in the primaries, but Democrats cut that percentage down significantly in general elections.
If you look at all these races all the way back to 2010, their average increase was 9.45%. If they do that, we lose this race by 5 points. Think about that. We got 4.5 to spare, and they're averaging 9.45. So these middle-of-the-road voters, these swing voters, are going to be so crucial in this race. They're going to be so crucial.
Brass also recognizing there are some tough feelings between Cagle and Kemp supporters after an at times nasty Republican primary runoff.
It's important that, again, that we are unified in our candidates, that we are pushing them for the right reasons. We're talking about what all great things are going on in Georgia. I know we a lot of times we let national politics kind of leak down into the state. And we start talking about immigration, and we start talking about all this, you know, Obamacare. But the truth is, at the state, you know, that's really not what we do.
You can watch Brass's entire presentation to the Carroll County Republican Party posted on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. Well, Villarica hosting a town hall meeting this evening for residents to discuss the city's new $29.6 million budget, a draft of the budget available for review on the city's website, villarica.org. Major changes include departmental reorganization, the creation of a utility director position that would oversee the water and wastewater plants, as well as the city's distribution collection department. Douglas County Schools agreeing to cover half a school resource officer for Mirror Lake Elementary. The city will split the $53,594 salary. This could shift many planned projects, including a planned $100,000 traffic study designed to improve congestion and manage traffic patterns with estimated new growth on the way. The town hall will commence at 6 o'clock tonight. Adoption of the budget is planned for the regular scheduled meeting on September the 5th. Well, Carrollton City beginning a new process they hope will result in allowing them to lower the speed limits on a pair of well-traveled residential streets. City Council this week approves asking the Georgia Department of Transportation for permission to conduct a speed limit study on Cedar Street and Rome Street. City Manager Tim Grizzard.
The laws are the city can't set its own speed limit and enforce it. It has to be approved by the state. So there's some councilmen here that would like for us to look at two streets with the hopes of reducing those speed limits.
City Councilman Rory Wojcik hoping the study will result in Carrollton lowering speed limits on Cedar and Rome from 35 to 25 miles per hour.
Rome Street in a part is 35 miles an hour and Cedar is also. That is the same speed limit as Bankhead Highway. Those streets are very different in structure. They're historic residential streets. And this is just to look at additional traffic calming measures. What we want to do is be able to enforce those speed limits. Because like Tim said, there's no point in writing a ticket if we can't enforce it. And there's no point in putting things on the books that we can't enforce.
City hoping to conduct that study soon after being granted permission to move forward from GDOT. Well, the Carroll Symphony Orchestra Music Academy launching later on this month. Young musicians of all skill levels having the opportunity to train with symphony players every Saturday. CSO Director Terry Lowry speaking on Wednesday's WLBB Community Voice program about why he thinks All children should be educated in music.
Every kid should learn to listen and to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Music helps us make sense of the world when our words fail us. So if we can teach kids to tap into that tool that they already have, it'll help them develop emotionally. It'll help them know how to handle things when they're so angry that they don't know what to do, or they're so sad that they don't know how to talk about it.
Lowry also says the Academy will prepare students for composing their own music by tapping into history.
And Johann Sebastian Bach, this is how he really operated. So he had four church jobs. He had to maintain the music for all week long and on Sundays. And so he would then start writing music, and he would write the music all week. They'd rehearse it all week, and by Thursday they'd perform it. And so we kind of treated it that way. So we kind of got a very practical sense, you know, not this big, let's be inspired, and but no, it's a very practical thing.
For more information about the CSO Music Academy, that interview with Lowry is now posted online, NewsTalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.